Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. I'm going to talk about video marketing for high-ticket dropshipping. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, definitely go get my free niches list and mini course at ecommerceparadise.com/mini-course. All right, guys, so video marketing is awesome for getting people to your website and also for optimizing for conversions. And it's even really good just for optimizing the customer experience after the sale as well. So it serves multiple purposes. So the first purpose, getting people to your website. The way it works is you can either use videos your supplier already makes and just rebrand them and add them to your channel. Maybe add like an intro and outro to it or a little bit of extra content, that kind of thing. Or you can actually make brand new videos like slideshow videos that talk about the products and put pictures up and, provide the features and benefits, that kind of thing. So it's up to you what kind of video you make. But the best kind of video, of course, is an actual video of the product being used, kind of like a review video. So if you can get your hands on the product somehow, if you can go out to the supplier's warehouse and actually, or if they have a showroom or something like that, and actually use the product, utilize it, and film a video of it, that's the best kind of video to make. People are really gonna actually get a lot out of it and be more likely to purchase from you. But you can use the other methods too. So one of the three methods you'll use, and make the video for the product, some sort of a sales video for the product page, and then go on YouTube and publish it. And then look for the keywords that people are typing in to find that product. There's gonna be three types of keywords, the same three types of keywords that we use for getting traffic to the website. All right, so the top of the funnel keywords, middle of the funnel keywords, and bottom of the funnel keywords. Top of the funnel keywords are usually product categories and relevant things to that. Middle of the funnel is brand names and brand plus category keywords. And the bottom of the funnel are the product names, the model names and SKU numbers, and the long tail keywords associated with them, okay? There's, of course, popular content keywords as well and things like that. But what we want to focus on is those three types of keywords. And so what you want to do for every single video is you want to establish exactly what keywords you want that video to rank for, the product key, the model and SKU keyword, the brand name keyword, and the product category keyword, and then put it up and add the word review to it at the end or something like that. Okay. And then once you do that, make sure that you transcribe the video and add that as content to the description of the video, and then provide a link at the top and the bottom to actually go to the product page and a call to action to buy. So it's pretty simple. You can also go and get a custom YouTube thumbnail made from a graphic designer on Fiverr or something like that. That's a really good idea as well. Make it more appealing to people, get it higher CTR, and hopefully you'll get more views, more clicks, and result in conversions. So that's one of the best ways to get free traffic and through YouTube, because YouTube's like a search engine, and also YouTube videos rank really well in Google. So if you want your product to rank organically, the product page might rank organically, but if you put a YouTube video up as well, it's likely the YouTube video will actually rank above your product page and people will watch the video first and then go to your product page. That also results in a great effect, which is warming somebody up before they even land on your website. They now know more about the product than they did before, and they also know, like, and trust you. And when they land on the website, then they're more likely to purchase because of that. So definitely get involved with video marketing. It's a great way to get free traffic to your site. The next thing you can do is to optimize for conversions with video. So optimizing for conversions basically just means adding or embedding the video onto your product pages, usually somewhere near the top. And it's a great way to get people to stay on the product page longer and to understand the product more, because most people love consuming video. Unless it's a target market that's, you know, maybe really old and they like reading stuff a lot. But most younger markets consume video over reading content any day of the week. So video is awesome for conversion optimization, and it's a great way to get people to understand the product more and to be more likely to purchase from your website, okay? So definitely embed the videos. And other types of videos that you can make to drive traffic to your website are videos that are targeting the other keywords, like your brand keywords and top of the funnel keywords, like your product category keywords. So brand plus category keywords are really cool because people are typing them into Google all the time, and you'll be able to find these keywords in your Google Shopping Ad search terms. So you just go in there, see your search terms, what keywords people are typing in, make videos that target those same keywords, and you'll get free organic traffic through the search engines for that, okay? And so let's just say it's a brand plus category keyword. So you can make a video talking about the brand and talking about the products that they sell and leading them to your website to browse around and search more and talk about some of the best products within that, you know, brand's category on your website. Okay. So that's a great way to do it. Another great way to do it is actually to just talk about the product category in general. And this is kind of like a buyer's guide or a buying guide on your website. And you'll use the keyword best before the product category, because that's usually what people are typing into Google to figure out what the best this or the best that is, like the best electric fireplace or whatever. So use that keyword first, best, and then put the category keyword after it, and then put maybe the year or something like that, 2020. You can even put before best, you can put top 10 best or something like that. It's very popular. People type that stuff into Google all the time. So you can make videos for that kind of stuff. And then what you'll do there is you'll kind of explain what it is shortly. You'll get them excited about you and subscribing to your channel. And then you'll actually tell them about the brands that you offer on your website, and then tell them about some of the best products that you have, the best selling products, the ones that are ranked the highest, the ones that are most popular. And then people are more likely, of course, then to go down from the top of the funnel quickly to the middle and bottom of the funnel that way in your ecosystem. And once they're in your ecosystem, you have many chances to retarget them and remarket to them until they're ready to buy. You can do it through email marketing if they go to your website and sign up for your promotional list. You can do it through Facebook remarketing ads, Google remarketing ads. Google remarketing ads are great because you can do them through the search engine. You can do them through the display network, which is all the partner sites. You can do them through Gmail. You can do them through YouTube. So there's many different ways to do remarketing on Google. You can also do the same thing with Bing. You can do remarketing there. And so there's tons of cool things you can do. So make sure that you're creating videos for all those different types of keywords, people in different parts of the funnel, in order to guide them down to a purchase. And of course, make the same content on your website, transcribe it, right? And put the video as a blog post with a transcription, edited and everything like that, formatted for SEO, and you'll get organic traffic to that blog post as well from the organic rankings on Google. And then once you've done that, a great way to increase the amount of leads that you get is to actually make a quick squeeze page using a landing page builder, like a Shopify app, and then tell people that they're going to get a free guide if they opt in, and basically just send that traffic directly to the free guide blog post on your website, and then make Google search text ads to go to that landing page, and also send the traffic from that YouTube video to that landing page instead. So every single person that wants the free guide is going to land on your landing page first through paid traffic or through your outside traffic source that's organic. And that way you'll get a lot more email leads, which you'll be able to follow up with and be more likely to close a sale then. Okay, so that's a little bit of an internet marketing hack for you. And going down the funnel even more, you can make videos for improving the customer experience. So the customer, because they've watched your video and understood the product more, they're more likely to choose the right product for them. So they're going to enhance their experience that way. And it's going to be a win-win for them and for you, because then you're going to deal with less buyer's remorse and less returns due to customers not knowing what they wanted or getting the wrong thing or something like that. Okay. And so to add to that, you can also make videos for the buyer's experience. You can make a video explaining all your shipping terms. You can make a video explaining how to go about the warranty process or how that works. You can make a video explaining your return policy. You can make videos for almost every page on your website and embed that video at the top of the page. You can make a video for your satisfaction guarantee, a video for your low price guarantee, things like that. You can, if you don't want to do videos yourself, you can just hire Fiverr gigs to do them yourself. Just give them the script and they'll do it and they'll act it out for you. Okay. And you should also put a video on the thank you page, which you can easily do in the Shopify checkout settings under additional code, add additional code to checkout. And embedding a video there is great because you can tell the customer, generally speaking, how your fulfillment works. So they've ordered on your website. Now it's time for them to get their product. They want to know more about that. So it's a great way to build brand recognition, to get them to like you on social media and follow you and stuff like that, and tell them to check their email for emails from you. And also give them an offer to, you know, buy more at maybe half the price or whatever, like a BOGO offer. If you have cheap products on your website, you can get an accessory at like, you know, whatever offer. off, you know, 10% off, or if you get a second one, you'll get 5% off that one or something like that. Give them an offer to buy more from you. And then also explain the fulfillment process. If it's a big, heavy product, explain that it's going to have to arrive by freight. They're going to have to answer their phone and set an appointment with the freight delivery driver. And they're going to have to be at the, you know, residence or business location at that time. That they need to let you know if there's a lift gate that's required or not, if it's a residence or business with a dock, that kind of stuff. You know, there's more complications with big, heavy products. So make sure that you make the customer aware of that, and they're going to have a much better experience buying from you and experiencing the entire buying process. And they're more likely to come back as well, because they're going to like buying from you, and they're going to also refer you to their friends and tell you everybody about you, because it was just a fun experience for them. Shopping is an experience, guys. The reason why people go to shopping malls and stuff like that is not just to buy stuff. It's for the experience of shopping. It's being around people. It's looking good. It's having fun. It's going on dates and stuff like that. You know, shopping is an experience. Online shopping can be an experience too. And people that are addicted to online shopping definitely want that good online shopping experience. They get it from some retailers. Some retailers, they don't. They kind of let them down. So be that retailer, that online retailer that gives them a good shopping experience with lots of cool stuff. You know, be that really good salesman type of online retailer that guides them directly to what they should get, and after the sale supports them and gives them updates all the time. All right, and video is a great way to enhance the experience for people. It gives them a feeling like there's actually somebody behind the brand, and that's really, really good. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about is video marketing for testimonials, okay? It's a great way to enhance your social proof on your website. So reviews are great, the bottom written reviews, but what's even better is having a video with a bunch of reviews about your brand at the footer of your website and the footer of every single page or something like that, and even promoting that in emails and stuff like that, of course, having it on YouTube. And so this kind of a video you can get from your customers. You just have to email them after every single order and say, hey, we're going to give you a big discount coupon if you make a quick 30-second review video for us. Just talk about your experience with us, and they'll send it in. Now, if you want to, you can actually go to Fiverr, and you can give them a script, and they'll do it for you as if they're a customer. There's a lot of gigs that do that, so they're fake testimonial videos pretty much. So that is an option. It may not be 100% ethical, but it is an option, and I've seen a lot of big online retailers do it. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff in internet marketing that isn't exactly 100% ethical. So take that with a grain of salt, you know, do what you want with that, but it is possible. And you can definitely get real testimonial videos if you want, just by emailing them. You can set that up with the Shopify review apps and stuff like that that you would use, and ask the customer for video testimonials. A great plugin or app for that add-on is Shopper Approved. I use that and recommend it, because they automatically send out requests for video reviews, and they'll even post it to YouTube automatically for you when they get it, which is really cool. You just have to link your channel to it. So Shopper Approved is great, and I recommend them. If you guys want to see my entire list of awesome resources for high-ticket dropshipping, you go to my website, ecommerceparadise.com/resources, and they're all there. So I have a ton of different apps that I've tested out that I really like, and I put them all there, including Shopper Approved. So definitely go check that out. So that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode and get involved in video marketing. It's one of the best ways to enhance your brand image online and to become more than just a faceless e-commerce store on the web. You'll definitely become more profitable, and it's a great way to build your business and scale past 7 figures. Thanks for listening, guys. If you're interested in fast tracking your way to success with high ticket dropshipping, definitely get enrolled in my high ticket dropshipping masterclass. 30 plus modules of in-depth over the shoulder videos and trainings and tutorials, plus group coaching is included in a mastermind group. So get in there today, guys, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And if you're interested in my done for you service, I actually can build a store for you. It's called my turnkey high ticket dropshipping store package. And what I'll do is actually build an entire store. I'll recruit suppliers for you. I'll optimize for conversions. I'll set up email marketing, set up Facebook ads, set up Google ads, and launch them for you. And you'll be able to have your own store without doing any of the work up front after about 60 to 90 days. And if you're interested in that and learning more information, go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Take care.